The doctors of Blue Tail Medical Group are some of the nation's top experts in the fields of sports medicine and stem cell regenerative therapies. Doctors Bays, Crane, and Wolf, experts in stem cell regenerative technology. Doctors from all over the country travel right here to Chesterfield Valley to learn how they're doing it. We're talking about your own body stem cells redirected to concentrate all of their power into the joints that cause you pain. So before you think about surgery, think about what they're doing at Blue Tail Medical Group. Whether you're a high school athlete, a vet, or your joints have been worn by age, schedule an appointment today. Blue Tail Medical Group, 636-778-2900. 636-778-2900. Visit them, bluetailmedicalgroup.com. It's always great to visit with, and I love being able to say this now, and it's long overdue, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Ted Simmons. Ted, great to hear your voice. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about that, man?
It's long overdue.
That's pretty special. That's been great. How could I have any trouble? Everything that could ever happen good to anybody's happened to me, and this Hall of Fame thing looks like it might happen this summer, finally. So, all good. Everything's wonderful here. Little slow in getting there, but hopefully it'll happen.
When you hear a guy like me intro you as Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, I'm sure you never get sick of it. You may have wondered would it ever happen, but what's it like now? You've had some time to kind of let it sink in, and I'm sure you wondered about it for years. What's it like now as you reflect on it?
Well, it's like getting a credential. You walk around your whole life. You obey all the laws. You do all the things you're supposed to in the world, and you try and end up going and doing the right thing all the time. Well, with this, it kind of substantiates everything you've tried to do in your life, and that's maybe a bit of a stretch because baseball is only a part of one's life, and in the real scheme of things, it's a pretty small part of everything. But when you've spent a lifetime like I have in it, and trying to excel in it, and looking at the Cooperstown thing is a castle on a top of a very, very high hill. You're always kind of striving for and hoping it happens to you someday. When it has, like it has for me, it's like getting a badge or a credential that says, okay, you're qualified or you're substantial now. And I guess that's how I relate to it. People told me my whole life was going to change. And at my age, my life's not going to change very much, no matter what happens to it. But I feel like I got my creds now. And that's how I kind of look at this and kind of wear this and how I feel really good about it.
Yeah, you led me right into my next question. I was going to ask you, how has life changed? I talked to Larry Walker a couple weeks ago, and he said, well, life has changed a little bit in the fact that, let me rephrase it. He said it changed a lot having, the HOF associated with my name. He said it hasn't changed because I've been locked down along with everybody. But he said when we get back to normalcy, he said it's going to change a lot. He said the phone calls, the people that reach out to you, the amount of people that you think about in your career, all those things. I'm sure those are the types of emotions that you've had going through this and since that great day that you had in your life and finding out about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well, you think about that. I mean, you think about all the time you spent as a player and as a non-player still inside the game. You run across so many, many people, and you have relationships over such a long time, over literally a lifetime. And when something like this happens, you begin to hear from them. And since I was elected, those people have surfaced and they've reached out, touched base, and I've been able to interact with those folks. It's changed in that respect. It will, as things get back to normal, as Larry suggested, these people will surface in the flesh once we get back to a normal, you know, interaction of life and going about living our lives, you run across these people again in various places, and then you're reminded, and they're, just outwardly as happy for you as you are for yourself. So it'll change that way, and it has changed in that way. You hear from people you haven't seen. I mean, I ran to a guy back in Detroit where I grew up who I hadn't seen since the fourth grade, and it was just incredible. And so he walked in the room. I knew it was Chris Caparossi, and I said, "Oh man, it's you." And, you know, 50 years is a long time, or 60 years is a long time, and there they are. And they're just as happy as they can be for you that this happened. They feel as though it's happening to some extent to them as well. And so that's what makes it wonderful.
That is such a great story, and I'm just so happy for you, Ted. I know that you follow the Cardinals as closely as you can, whether you're in baseball or out of baseball now, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I've always felt that you needed to be not only a Cardinal Hall of Famer, but a Baseball Hall of Famer. The numbers were there. That was no doubt about it. And the thing I remember, we did a conversation right before you were looking at the potential of coming up again for the Hall of Fame. And I sensed you were not bitter. I love that about you. You were never bitter about it. How did you go about that? I was bitter. I was mad that you weren't in the Hall of Fame and you weren't.
Well, you know, bitterness is a waste of one's time and energies. I mean, you know, you can spend your entire life angry and bitter at all sorts of things and people, which, you know, you carry around, and pretty soon you've got a very, very large sack you're hauling around on your back everywhere you go. And as you approach people with that bitterness or that big bag of whatever you want to call it on your back, people can see that and they say, "What on earth's he got on his back? And what on earth's in that bag?" And then you walk up to them and say, "Oh, you really want to know? Well, let me show you." And you open that bag up and all this bitterness just comes flying out. And you want to know something? Those people you've just opened that bag for don't want anything to do with you. And so I learned a long time ago, you know, it's tough enough in this world just to be nice to people, good, doing the right thing, and to walk around with bitterness for whatever reason. I mean, people get really, really get tired of seeing it. And maybe you don't notice it, or maybe you don't see it, but they can see you coming with it. And they don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, it's well put. Is it extra special, Ted, that it took this long? I know that may sound crazy, but you had to wait and wait and wait, and your family had to wait. It's not just the player. It's your wife and your kids and extended friends and family, and everybody is pulling for you so hard to get in, and it doesn't happen, and then it doesn't happen again, and so on and so forth, and then all of a sudden it does. Did it make it extra special?
Well, it makes it extra special to get in however long or short a time it takes, and yet getting in is really, really special stuff. There's no getting around that. I mean, you hope it happens, and, you know, you go through that process three or four times like I had to. You know, you build your hopes up and you let them all go down, and then you build them up again and they all go back down. It's a roller coaster that, you know, can drive you crazy if you let it. So you take a kind of an even keel toward it all and hope that someday it happens, and then it finally does, and then you know it's like a rocket ship just taking off and sending you right to the moon. It's pretty special stuff, however it happens for you or however long it takes. But, you know, I look at the people that I'm going in with, and certainly Jeter, you know, what a, you know, great, great player he was, Mr. Yankee and the captain and all the things that, you know, he was. And then Larry Walker was an incredible player, and he was a little like myself. It took him a while to get elected in there and recognized and noticed. But he, as a player, was a, you know, six-tool type who could throw and run and steal a base and homer. He could hit 350. He was just a spectacular player, and people, you know, said, well, that's all attributed to the fact that he played in Denver. That's baloney. He played forever in Montreal before that ever happened.
Right.
And this guy was a star. I mean, a huge player. So going in with those two people is really special. But I have to admit, you know, if there's one great thing that I can look back about having had to wait, I can't think of one person that I would have rather gone into the Hall of Fame with than going in with Marvin Miller. He meant so much to me in my lifetime. I was connected with the Players Association all during his tenure. And looking up to him, he was a real role model for so many of us, but he certainly was for me. And to had to wait and then go in the Hall of Fame at the same time with Marvin Miller is something that unites me to him. And I can't think of a more important person that I could have possibly handpicked to go in with.
Why was he so special for you?
Well, I came from a rat trap of a place inside Detroit. And from where I started and where I picked him up and how my life started to change. I mean, not just a little bit, but dramatically. Everything that I've essentially been able to accumulate in my life, starting from that little rat trap in Detroit to where I stand and sit here in St. Louis, in one form or another, is directly, absolutely directly attributable to Marvin Miller in one form or another. So that's how significant he was for me at a time when, as I say, my minimum, you know, salary was $7,500 for year one, the day I came to play for the Cardinals. $7,500 for the whole season. And he moved it from there to $1,400 in about 12 months. And I said to my wife, after that raise came as a minimum salary from $7,500 to $10,000 to $14,500, we can buy a car. And we did. And from there, we eventually bought a house and so on and so forth. And it all kept coinciding with this guy who kept changing the rules. And every time he did, it benefited me and every other major league player that had ever seen a light of day in a major league uniform.
Sure.
From that time forward.
Absolutely. A couple more questions. I'm going to let you go. The great Ted Simmons, Hall of Famer, my guest. I'm sure you've thought about the speech. You don't want to leave anybody out. You want to make an impact with it. What are you thinking about with your speech coming up?
Well, what you have to think about first and foremost is the length.
Yeah, that's for
sure. You know, no matter how many people there are in your life that you'd like to mention, you have to have a governor here, a moderator, and not everybody gets to come, but in an effort for the sake of time, you really have to, you know, be sensible about this because, you know, there can only stand, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes at a time, and they're looking for somebody else. Now, that's not to diminish, you know, my speech. It's just to say, I don't care who you are. When you hit that 7, 8, 9, 10 minute mark, you better be closing because you're going to start losing people fast. So, with that in mind, you tell a story and you basically place it in a chronology, and that story and that chronology shouldn't take you more than 5 or 10 minutes. And that's pretty much how I see, you know, mine evolving. And, you know, I'm comfortable with what I have to say and what I'll end up saying. And as I say, it should be within those time limits.
You are 17, and baseball has been a part of your life. And this year, you're not affiliated with baseball in terms of being with a major league team. What is that like for you, just kind of having time on your hands to enjoy life? What's it like for Ted Simmons?
Yeah, well, I, you know, officially retired on the 31st of December from the Atlanta Braves. And for the first time since I was 17 years old, I'm not going to spring training or dying to get there. What it's been like is essentially what it's been like for everybody with the you know, the virus and everything and everyone being shut down, you know, you're essentially isolated from just about everything. And certainly, you know, it's, for me, difficult, like it is for everyone. I haven't seen my grandkids. I haven't seen my sons, you know, your family, my sister, my brother. You're isolated from all these people with the exception of, you know, the phone or, you know, Skype or that sort of, you know, remote stuff. But that's not the same. And people, you know, since this pandemic know what I'm talking about because they're living it every day just like I am. But it's in terms of my retirement from the baseball business, it's almost like a warm up. You know, you have all this free time. You say, well, geez, son, you know, God, what do I do? You know, I got 1,000 things I want to do. I just can't do them right now.
Sure.
People are saying, well, you're going to retire and you don't have anything to do. I said, well, you got that wrong. I got all that sorted out and dying to do the things I want to do. I just can't do them like anybody else and is set up to do right now. Can't get on an airplane. You can't go to your favorite restaurant. You know, you can't go in a crowd of people, you know, safely. And, you know, it's like I say, it's almost been like a preamble for my retirement.
Yeah.
Get used to this for a while. And nothing can be worse than this.
Right.
You know, nothing can be for everybody. So I'm not having trouble with my retirement. I'm not going to have any trouble with that at all. I have a lot of things I want to do.
Hey, Ted, so happy for you to head into the Hall of Fame. I know the Cardinal fans are just so excited. It's long overdue and can't wait to see you in Cooperstown. And thanks for doing this as always.
You got it, Dan. Anytime, man. I appreciate it a lot. Thanks.